This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dial on in toll free. Join us here. Our number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and Skype username is lrn.fm. Daryl, coming up, you're going to tell us the latest on Barrett Brown, which some listeners may not be familiar with the name, but longtime listeners, it might ring a bell. He went to prison for being a reporter. Essentially.
Yes, and he was facing 100 years in prison, wound up doing something that we don't often suggest people do, and that was take a plea to
it's
where
usually
he
the
wound
best
up,
idea in a federal court, unfortunately.
Right. Wound up getting a lot of probation, and, well, he's been arrested, so we've got an update.
So we're going to get into that. But speaking of arrests, that's actually where we're going to start tonight with is with a different arrest, but we've got a special guest who's going to join us to talk about it. By the way, in studio, it's Ian here.
Chris.
And Daryl.
Our special guest here is none other than Ernest Hancock from Declare Your Independence. Hello, Ernie.
Hello, guys.
Hey, I saw this headline about Morpheus being arrested, and we're not talking about the character from The Matrix. We're talking about someone who has adopted that name for themselves. I thought, that guy sounds familiar. Thomas Costanzo. That's one of Ernie's friends. I thought he worked over at Freedom's Phoenix. And, of course, we've talked about Freedom's Phoenix as a great place to go for libertarian news headlines. And
it's Freedom's with an S, Phoenix.com.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep. And so I figured who better to talk to about this than Ernie himself, who's probably relatively close to Thomas Costanzo, who was arrested, what was it, last week? When did this all go down?
420.
Oh,
you know,
no.
They had a plan. You know, this is good. This is good. Thomas was a listener to my original show when I was on the air here in the Valley, Morning Drive, back in 03. And he would call in Morpheus from Anthem. And we got to be, you know, meet each other and be friends. And he was one of the first people making the first night the Ron Paul Revolution signs. And he became a big revolutionary and, you know, did hundreds, thousands of signs. It was ridiculous. And very creative, lots of YouTubes. And just one of those, he just had a thing against authority. And you read it, it's a long rap sheet of he didn't do this and he didn't do that and he didn't show up for that. It's just... Thomas really hates paperwork. And I mean, you look, it's almost comical. You're going, wow, I know what that problem, I know him. He doesn't like to do paperwork. So I know a lot of people like that. And it's just, but they really try to build it up into he's a danger. And
I think there's a lot of people that don't like paperwork. I've had jobs where, you know, I would make decisions as far as, you know, like what I was going to do based on which thing wound up causing me more paperwork to do. So I completely understand the not liking paperwork thing.
Yeah, no, it's like kryptonite to him, you know. So Bitcoin was perfect. I mean, I've never seen him happier. I've known him for, God, you know, a dozen years or so. And he's, he worked at Freedom's Phoenix in sales. He and Tiger created the sales desk, you know, all the banner ad, you know, interface. Cause when we started Freedom's Phoenix, there was no, you know, like WordPress who, I mean, you know, it's all original PHP code. And then we upgraded the blah, blah. That's all that techie stuff.
Yeah.
Well, Thomas was really responsible for help creating the sales page. I go, hey, you're a salesman, man, whatever you want, we'll incorporate it. So he worked hard on that and worked for us about a year and a half or so. And then, but that was like 6-7 years ago. But we've always, you know, stayed in touch, or you see him at parties or he's at different things because he's the Bitcoin guy. And he wasn't secret about it. He's on Craigslist. It's like, hey, need Bitcoin? Give me a call. I'm
sell it.
I'm a Yeah, I'm your door-to-door house call banker, okay?
And he's gotten some coverage on some of the at least one Bitcoin website, CoinDesk, which is what I'd seen a story previously, and then I saw theirs, and I thought, okay, got to talk about this. He hasn't been charged with anything Bitcoin-related, but they did put that on the warrant, right?
You know how this works, man. Yeah. You know this. Well, all right, this is what's going on. He has been open about doing Bitcoin as a philosophy. I mean, he's an evangelist for it.
Sure.
So he just makes, you know, the market more liquid. I don't know how much he does or how often or, heck, never even seen him do it, you know, with somebody. I don't care. His thing was is that it wasn't a secret because people that would want to get in and out of Bitcoin, whenever that liquidity was in the market, he was the guy that would help them. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if he did other currencies, if it was for cash, I wasn't there. Know what I mean? So right. But he's known that, you know, go, and he would go to people's homes and help them set up their wallets, talk to them about it. They wanted to diversify and a little bit. I mean, he was making it mainstream. He was the tip of the spear threat of exactly what the man does not want. And, right. You know, somebody that can make that transition for somebody, and anybody that's tried Bitcoin knows how easy it is. Well, here comes Treasury, FBI, the Scottsdale Police, the county sheriff, RVs,
wow.
Man.
Wow.
I mean, they brought the goodies, and I think they already had them. And it seems like they've been watching them a while. So I don't know what the deal was that triggered it, but the warrant, the thing that was interesting about the warrant is that, and this is not, you know, uncommon in Arizona. It's good to see it being done. They go to a judge and they say, here, we want to search this, seize that, get any and everything that may have maybe someday had something to do with drugs. You know, it's all ours. And the whole paragraph on guns and ammunition and everything, the judge stroked through and signed it, you know. And then he did a couple other things.
What does that mean? That they weren't supposed to be searching for those things, according to the judge?
Right. Well, no, they couldn't seize it. I think it was more like seizing all. It was a seizure thing. You know, they go, all right, fine. I know what you guys do. You go and you take any and everything of value, but I'm not going to let you just take his guns.
But didn't he get charged with possession of or felon in possession of ammunition?
But you see, the point is that they still had that on. You know, the thing was is that it's boilerplate. We're just going to seize everything. Uh-huh. And the judge wasn't going to let him just go in and take everybody's guns.
And this is a federal warrant, right? This is a federal, the federal Treasury Department. So it definitely sounds like it's related to Bitcoin, right?
Yes. So then they go in and they have a box of ammunition. Now, he was a convicted felon before, I don't know, years, you know, in the 80s or something. You know, back when he was younger, he did and dissed and ran from and kind of something. He didn't like paperwork. So I've got
an article pulled up from the Phoenix New Times where it says that the warrant signed by U.S. Magistrate Judge David Duncan sought evidence that Morpheus may have operated, quote, an unlicensed money transmitting business.
Ooh.
Right. So the warrant was because of Bitcoin. Some Bitcoin.
Okay.
But okay, so then they go in and they're like, there's ammunition and
he was a convicted felon. Yeah. They get the ammunition thing, which is a violation of whatever. I didn't even know you couldn't have ammunition, but it can be. Somebody told me it could be up to 10 years. So that's a lot of leverage on a convicted felon that, you know, back in the 80, 20, however long ago that was, has ammunition in his place. They go, you know, this is a 10-year thing, buddy. You know, we want, I don't know, everything. You know, you to do anything. So that's what I don't know what's going to happen. I know he's a defiant guy. He's like, heck no, but they're going to really put the pressure on. And in this time, any and everybody that's been in his phone, on his computer, they've been surveilling it, the text messages afterwards, I'm sure, recorded conversations, this show. I mean, everything, they're looking for a way to try and come up with something. And my thing is, I just want everything out there, the best thing, and Thomas knows this. This is our, you know, MO. everything gets accumulated, everything gets put up, access to everything, and I want discovery. We're going to have depositions. I want to know what they knew, when, where, what are they going to classify? Is it commodity? Is it currency? Are they? Is it money laundering? Well, that means this, and definition of that, I want them to say it!
Depending on which government agency you ask, it's either a currency or it's a commodity, and both things at the same time. Now, apparently, there was a status hearing yesterday. I want to find out what you know about that, but yes, you need to hold on.
Hang on, Ernie. We'll continue here in a moment. It's Ernest Hancock with us from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix Town in Phoenix, Arizona. 855-450-FREE. That's how he says it. It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here.
No fair.
My golden retriever, Sundance, is a lot more playful now. She has more pep and energy.
Tons of energy.
Happy the rescue dog is Happy the healthy dog.
Petey is having fun again. He's got a shiny coat and a good healthy weight.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day. She pushes her little bowl all the way across the room, emptying every last single crumb. She has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look.
She's got life. She's got energy.
We get asked all the time when we're at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
DinoVite.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
DinoVite is nutrition.
Just feed your dog right.
Due to DinoVite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DinoVite for life.
DinoVite.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and join us here. We're talking about the arrest of a prominent Bitcoiner in the Phoenix, Arizona area. His name was, or is, Thomas Costanzo, a.k.a. Morpheus. He has been arrested. No charges yet regarding Bitcoin. They had intended to seize his stuff so they can investigate him and presumably then come up with what might be money transmission charges, transmitting money without a license. We've got Ernest Hancock with us. We're going to bring him back on from freedomsphoenix.com. And also, I do want to let you know about MyPillow. It is a great pillow. I've been using it for about a year now. Daryl, you have yours as well.
And they're definitely making pillows great again.
They're amazing. you can go to your and get yours at half off with code FTL over at MyPillow.com. And it's great because it's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. Also, it's washable, so you can put the entire pillow in your washer and dryer. It's designed for that, and it works real well. MyPillow.com, use code FTL, you get a 60-day money-back guarantee. So if for some reason you don't agree with us that it's a really awesome pillow, then you can send it back, and they'll give you your purchase price back. And then if you hang on to it, it's guaranteed to last for 10 years. So they really do stand behind their product. Go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL.
And if you have fur babies, then you can get them a MyPillow.
I did get one.
Save 30%.
That's right. So 50% off for human pillows, 30% off the pet pillows. MyPillow.com, code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Ernest Hancock back with us here. From Phoenix in the Freedom's Phoenix studios. Now, you were telling us about Thomas Costanzo. He had his home raided on 420, so about a week ago.
Yeah, that, you know, doesn't that just sound interesting? See, I think what was going on is for some reason somebody, you know, somebody's not going to get promoted on this one. You know, they went in with every agency's going to get their cut of something. Oh, we found the tip of the spear. We got the, you know, the drug cartel and their interface with Bitcoin. This is it. And they don't need anything to go. And there was nothing. And I don't know if there's any ramifications of that. You know, if somebody's like, hey, man, we spent way more than we're ever going to get out of this. Plus, it doesn't look that good. And I'm just, it just demonstrates the whole reason why there is a Bitcoin. And I've never seen, I made mention of this in one of the things I wrote, is that I've never seen Morpheus happier. His whole life has been looking for something like this, to where everybody's glad to see him, everybody came out ahead, everybody was happy to pay the fee, if there was one or what, I don't even know. But he was happy. So he wouldn't bother anybody performing a service. It's just sad to see this, and I don't know how else to really have an impact other than to cover it as fully and accurately as possible.
That's the best thing you can do, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on here to talk about that.
And there was apparently, according to the article that I have pulled up from the Phoenix New Times, there was a status hearing scheduled for yesterday.
Okay.
Ernie, do you have any info on that?
Yeah, no, I went. There was a bunch of guys that went down there. He probably had, I don't know, 8-10 people.
Nice.
And when it was the rain last week, he did too. So it was a lot, and different people. One guy came in holding his cell phone. He just had it in his hand. He got off the phone as he walked in the court. And federal marshals, man, they, heck no, and kicked him out. He couldn't come back. They weren't doing anything, but,
letting cell phones in the courts.
Yeah,
they won't let anything in there.
Well, I was in there talking to my wife, or I was there like 10 minutes early talking to my wife and texting and whatever. I just thought they didn't want the phone, you know, the ringer to go off, you know? So the, guy comes over, hey, you know, oh, sorry, you know, and I put it up, you know, but I don't get
it. Hold on, wait a minute. You were able to get into a federal courthouse without having to give up your phone at the front desk?
Yeah, no. They had them in. We were in the courtroom with them.
In a federal courthouse?
Yeah, and I'm a middle-aged white guy with a beard, man. I'm invisible.
Wow. Because federal courthouse in Concord, New Hampshire, they will take every single electronic device from you.
Well,
up front.
Because you're there. I mean, duh.
No, that's policy. No, it's policy.
They don't here in Arizona. So that was we got that going for us. Yay!
Hey, Ernie, did you say the arraignment already happened?
Yeah, no, they did the arraignment last week. And then this one was like a detention hearing, whether he's going to get to get out.
Or okay.
Aversion therapy or something. Because they were trying to say, he's like, I guess he had an alcohol problem a long time ago. I've been sober for 30 years. Well, they got him on, the record was that he was caught with marijuana last in 15 or something.
2015.
For having some marijuana on him. So then they're going, well, it's kind of legal in Arizona now, but we're going to hold that against you anyway. Mm-hmm. And but they said it qualifies you that you might be able to go to this aversion thing, which we can get you out earlier, which was the public defender's goal, is just get him out of jail. She just get him out of jail. You know, he's good. This is going to just get him out of jail. So if you like, bring a change of clothes next Thursday. Yeah, we're going to get him out of jail. Go to this aversion thing. Not a problem. Everybody makes money. It's all good. So we're going, right. You know, it was no fault of her own. She just didn't have any idea what she was getting into. And so what happened was, comes the court date, the federal prosecutor is like, man, he's going after it. Man, he's a flight risk. He's a risk to the community. He's a risk, bad guy, right? And there was enough in there that, you know, any judge would go, yep, you don't like authority. That's, mm-hmm. that's for sure. And because one of the things that they said, fraudulent documents. He went around with fake IDs. He's a fraudulent document guy, right? So then the defense attorney's talking to Thomas, and she comes up and she goes, Your Honor, they classified those fraudulent documents because they were canceled Arizona driver's licenses that he didn't want to renew. He canceled them because he's like, I screw them. And he showed them that because it was canceled as a fraudulent document. Okay. So it's that kind of crap. Mm. So it's just, you know, ew. So this is a defiant, you know, just wants to be left alone guy, living that life, yes. finding a way to do it. And the man is just, nope, we're going to come get some. But there wasn't anything. You know, he lived very modestly in an apartment, you know, that nice little place. He just was making a living and enjoying himself, and they just couldn't have it. And I think that they anticipated that he was the tip of some big, giant interface of the mythological, you know, opium den cartel cash place or something, okay?
So what's the status? Is he still in jail?
He has said, nope, you're not going anywhere. And I think it was June 6th that they have a trial start.
So no bail because of flight risk?
No. Hell no. Nope. You're a Bitcoiner.
Wait, that was it? Just Bitcoin, or was it flight risk?
No, there was one time they, on a traffic ticket, and failure to appear, say, aha, he failed to appear.
Oh, wow.
That kind of stuff.
Oh, man.
But they didn't want him out. I mean, that was for damn Skippy. They were clear about that. You know, hell no. So they haven't charged him with anything other than ammunition by a previously convicted felon. So that's all that's there. But right. as you saw on the warrants and everything, no, they were looking for a Bitcoin drug thing. And
so, they believe that he might have been selling drugs and being an unlicensed so-called money transmitter.
They don't see the difference. They're all the same thing.
Well, stand by. You've got more time, right, Ernie?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, Ernest Hancock with us here from Freedoms Phoenix. We're going to continue with him. Your thoughts are welcome. Maybe you've been following the case. You're welcome to weigh in here, or maybe you're just a Bitcoiner and you're concerned. Anything you want to talk about as well, we'll also open up the phones, as we always do, a little bit later. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Did you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial on in toll free here. Looks like there's an attack against a prominent Bitcoiner out in Arizona, and I don't know if anything like this has really happened before. Maybe it has, but I don't recall hearing about it, because I do remember there have been some Bitcoin traders. There's at least a couple arrested. I know there was one out of Florida who was arrested for doing a deal with an undercover cop who had said something about, I want to buy this Bitcoin so I can buy illegal drugs. Yeah. You know, like told
on the black market.
Yeah, like told the seller that before the deal, and the seller went through with the deal, and so they arrested that person.
You can't say I don't care about something that's illegal. You just can't, because that's what they'll use against you.
Yeah. So, but
and we don't even know if the guy said I don't care. He may have said like I don't want to know that.
Too
but
late.
Sold it anyway. Yeah, like. Right. Doesn't matter what you say, as long as you go through with the sale, then, well, you're an accomplice.
Accomplice, right. Yep. So Ernest Hancock is on the line with us here, and we don't know if that is what's involved in the Costanzo case. A friend of yours, Ernest, who was arrested last week on 420 in the Phoenix area, he hasn't been charged with anything money laundering related yet or drug related, but the warrant specifies that they are to be looking for evidence of drug sales as well as evidence of unlicensed money transmission.
According to the Phoenix New Times, it says the agents involved were authorized to seize illegal drugs, Bitcoin records, other financial documents, computers, cell phones, and other items A separate search warrant asked his cell phone company to produce tracking information about his whereabouts.
Yeah, yep. We got Ernie.
Well, I tell you, on the top of freedomsphoenix.com right now, I put it at the top, freedom with an S, freedomsphoenix, PHOENIX.com. You know, freedomsphoenix.com, at the top story is the update of that. The PDFs of these documents are there. That's where the media has been getting them from. So we got have people that are interested in this case and going down and friends of Thomas's that, you know, so I'm not even sure where that one came from. But, you know, they're keeping us informed in all the documents so that we can keep them up and current. And that was one of the concerns that the public defender got a call from another attorney representing somebody else that may be related or got Bitcoin or said, ah, don't have them, tell them not to say anything about Bitcoin and, you know, let them go down for their ammunition, you know. And I'm thinking, I'm going, wow, yeah, these people are worried because he has, I don't know how he kept track of his contacts or how, you know, encrypted he was or anything. He seems like a pretty open guy. They just get your PIN to whatever, you give us your PIN or you're doing time for the rest of your life kind of thing. And it's just, so we always say, yeah, don't take pleas and don't deal with them. But, you know, when you got a record that he does of that, knows how the state works, you know, I don't know. Because anytime I saw him, he was sullen. Yeah, he was not, there was no grin in there, you know. It was, he was not happy.
Yeah, I mean, it's generally a bad idea to take a plea deal if you're dealing with something like a misdemeanor. If you're dealing with a federal felony, then things get very, very different because they will punish you to the maximum if you don't take the plea.
Well, he pled not guilty on the ammunition, so he did plead not guilty.
Right, and you never take the first
never
offer
the first
anyway.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And they'll usually come back with a better one.
But better for, they haven't even filed, and they can file 5 billion years later. And then, of course, they're tracking everything, you know, all the contacts in his phone, and they may have been tracking him for months. So all of us, all of his friends, everything, and then they don't understand, they can't. It's not in their thing to understand the liberty community and the communication and the Levolution and, you know, and the free speech. Keen and free state and free and all the stuff and Bitcoin. Oh my God. And then they just went, oh, we touched that bandsaw. It didn't hurt that much at first, but it looks like I'm bleeding to death, you know? So I'm looking forward to this, but I, at the sacrifice of Thomas, you know, he's a good close friend. And I know he's going through, he's not the kind of guy that likes being locked up. I tell you that he's a bird.
He
man. He's
Nobody got likes that.
And
very few people like being locked up unless they're institutionalized.
I don't know. Well, yeah, Adam Kokesh, he seems to like it.
Then there are some people that do what's called life on the installment plan.
Yeah.
Right. You know, so
they're institutionalized, as I was saying.
And Adam went down there. Well, that was another thing. So here we're down there, you know, us and Freedom's Phoenix, some of his friends, and Adam Kokesh and his crew. So they're doing facial recognition on Damn, It's Adam, you know, so that probably didn't go over real great. And they had probably 5 federal marshals in there. It was a thing. The defense attorney was like, I never seen him this nervous. What the hell? Who are you people, you know? And she's like, we told her last week, I go, this is going to be bigger than you think. It's not going to be a routine, oh, he was just, no. They don't want him to go anywhere. So this is what she realized as, you know, Thomas's old girlfriend was standing there with bags of change of clothes and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't have bothered. But... But, you know, the big thing is some people are concerned with what they might make of his friends list. I mean, you know, just people that he knows.
Yeah.
And, you know, and here we go. So the only defense I know is to be as open about it as I can.
Well, I know you're going to be continuing to follow this case closely, probably on your show, Declare Your Independence, which is a daily program during the week in the mornings. You get up bright and early for it, Pacific time. You're up at like 6 a.m. to start that thing. You're probably up at 3. I don't know what time. What time do you wake up for that?
Donna's like up at 4.
Wow.
And then and I get up at least, I don't know, 5, 10 minutes before 6 to be able to, you know.
So you roll right out of bed.
You roll right out of bed. And then he, you know, just mainlines a pot of coffee.
Are you a coffee drinker, Ernie?
Bulletproof. Okay. That's what keeps me going, man.
Gotcha. You got to get those hours.
Is there more to say about this? Or, I mean, pretty much right now he's
You know, the big thing, and this is how it always goes. Yeah. The government, they want to find out, what do you want to do? Do you want to drag it out? Well, then they want to hurry up and rush it. If you want to rush it, well, they want to drag it out. And it's whatever political advantage that they got. I mean, we went through this with the Viper militias and my friend Dean with Janet Napolitano, which we just, by the way, had a story up today on Freedom's Phoenix. She got nailed for having a slush fund for the California University system to the tune of $178 million that somebody's going after her for. So, you know, I'm going, ha. But anyway, I've gone through this before, and it's all about them being able to get the best narrative and be early. And that was another thing. Oh, before I let you go, the reporter from the Phoenix New Times, which is like a weekly for decades, long
time.
Yeah,
it's an independent.
Yeah, the left, what do you call them, progressives, you know, that kind of thing. Well, what happened is, we've dealt with these guys before, so we have, like, professional courtesy, and I missed his email, you know, and I went and looked. I go, oh, yeah, there it is, okay. Well, I go, it was New Times. I thought it was spam. So I had, I told him I will share with him, he'd share with me everything. So he got the stuff off of our site. He has access to
I think the New Times has done good work over the years. I mean, I've seen them doing some really good reports on Sheriff Joe Arpaio in the past. I think
they expose a lot, but they definitely have a slant.
Of course.
It's all toward there. They are left,
so
left,
do you.
Left.
So true.
We overlap on things. So then what he said is, he goes, the thing I found curious, I asked him, I go, how did you even know about this story? Who the hell is, you know, a felon got arrested with 22 ammunition. That, like, all of a sudden rocked your world or something? You know, what was that? Oh, yeah, well, a name like Morpheus, and I thought, you know, he probably, you know, subscribes. I got to go look and see if he gets the newsletter or he goes to the site, because I know a lot of these guys do. But if he got it from the Department of Homeland Security, which he had been talking to, and I'm going, really? Well, are they feeding you guys stories like they did Shelton? Because that's the first thing Shelton, you know, he's doing camera fraud. Yeah, 4409. They were having
that's
all these video cameras on the highways and everything, and we just going after them. Well, they arrested him, concocted all kinds of crap, and it's just amazing what they'll go through. So we're just going to wait until this whole thing gets done, it gets out, and then find out. Because if they're feeding stories to the reporters and everything, you know who you're up against. And the only thing that we have is a new media that we can share and we become the source for all of them. They come to us to get it.
That's what's
happening.
Done this a
lot.
The roles have reversed. That's important.
And I'm like, you know, well, you want to know what the truth, you know, first you wouldn't print the truth. Now you can't get it. Now what? Screw you, you
Ernest
know?
Ernest Hancock, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live. We'll keep in touch about this from freedomsphoenix.com. There's more Free Talk Live coming up.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-5978. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-5978. That's 1-800-976-5978. 1-800-976-5978.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Get the lowest prices of the season on women's Sonoma tees. Just $4.99. $5 tall to Jumping Beans tops and bottoms. And Nike sneakers, just $43.99. Get the lowest prices of the season on Kitchen Electric. $4.99 after $12 mail-in rebate. Plus the big one bath towel is just $2.99. Stock up, stay big, and get Kohl's cash. It's the lowest prices of the season. Wednesday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select style. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial on in toll-free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the latest on Barrett Brown, who has been kidnapped by federal goons. So yet another arrest of another peaceful person who has not harmed anyone. Well, Daryl, you've got that update. We're going to get into that coming up here. We've been talking about Thomas Costanzo, a.k.a. Morpheus. I think his full internet name is Morpheus Titania. But anyway, he was arrested about a week ago in Phoenix. This is the first time we've talked about it here on Free Talk Live. He's a liberty activist. He has worked with freedomsphoenix.com for a long time and sort of like one of the tech guys behind the scenes there. Apparently, he was a major Bitcoiner, one of the big sellers and buyers in the Phoenix area. So, you know, some people, they want to retain their anonymity. And if you want to get into Bitcoin, you know, we didn't really talk about what Bitcoin was. It's a decentralized cryptocurrency. It is an amazing thing that has really taken the world by storm right now. Over the last couple of days, it's hit new record highs in their in its price. So it's right around $1,330 U.S. dollars per Bitcoin right now. And its record high was yesterday, I think, at $1,338. So it's doing very, very well on its the price. We've been huge fans of Bitcoin here on Free Talk Live. And so this guy was providing people the service of buying and selling Bitcoin because when you have Bitcoin, it's relatively easy to do whatever transactions you want and remain relatively anonymous. Even though Bitcoin is a public ledger and anybody who has your Bitcoin address can look at all your transactions, there are ways to, you know, kind of be anonymous by generating Bitcoin addresses that no one knows that you have and, you know, using those. And so there's ways to do that. So you can do your Bitcoin transactions easily without having to ask anyone's permission. The trick comes in if you want to actually change your Bitcoin into U.S. dollars or some other world fiat currency, because then you usually have to interface with some sort of business, some kind of exchange where you have to apply through this process where you have to give them your social security number, you have to give them your address, you have to give them, you know, where you work, all kinds of information about yourself. And that's because they're required by the government to do what's called anti-money laundering, know your customer requirements, where they have to ask you, like, legally, or else the government will put them in a prison cell. They have to ask you for all this information. They have to do some kind of check on you to make sure that you're a safe risk to do business with or whatever. And so some people don't want to have to go through that, and so they'll do business with a private individual. So if you're just a private person selling somebody some Bitcoin, then there's an argument to be made that you don't need to go through all those processes because you're just selling somebody some Bitcoin. It's not the same thing as being like a full-time Bitcoin exchange that, you know, does this as a business. Although maybe the federal government is going to argue that essentially if you are going to sell Bitcoin to some, you know, other individual that you need to be licensed to do that, which would be a terrible precedent.
Right, and that's what FinCEN claims.
That's the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network.
Right. They say that virtual currency, it's got the word currency, so ha-ha, therefore it's currency.
So regulated.
So you have to, same way as if somebody gave you a $5 Canadian bill and you gave them, you know, $4.75 American or whatever, then you're exchanging currencies and you have to be regulated to do that. So the currency, so you've got to be regulated. But the IRS says it's a commodity like gold and silver. And if you look at FinCEN's regulations on gold and silver, you don't have to be registered as anything with FinCEN to sell gold and silver.
See, here's the other difference is normally when somebody's buying Bitcoin, it's not a three-party transaction. And
correct.
The when you look up the bureaucraties, the definition, the legalese of money transmission, it typically is defined as, okay, Chris, you want to give Daryl some Bitcoin, and so you give me some Bitcoin to give to Daryl, or you give me some money to give Bitcoin to Daryl, that would make me the so-called money transmitter. If you do the deal directly with Daryl, then you're just buying a thing that Daryl has.
Right, but if you go to Bank of America after having visited Canada, and I know in this example, Ian, you aren't the person because you can't go to Canada.
They'll arrest me with felony charge.
Chris, imagine you've gone to Canada. And,
as far as I know, I can't enter Canada still.
All right, well, imagine I went to Canada because I'm not prohibited as far as I know. And I come back with $100 Canadian. And I'm like, oh, I need to change this to U.S. dollars. And so I stop by a Bank of America and say, here's some Canadian money. Give me American money. They technically are transmitting, they're, you know, exchanging one currency for another, so that is therefore money transmission, even though that's a person to company.
Is that money transmission? I don't know about that.
Are you sure?
That is regulated.
It may be regulated, but
as money transmission.
Huh. Really?
Okay. Yes.
I've never heard that before because every definition I've ever seen of money transmission involves a third party.
Right, and they probably are saying, well, the third party is Canada, the United States.
Oh, wow.
And
even though they have the inventory of the funds, presumably? I mean, presumably they have some Canadian funds on hand that they can use.
Presumably. But, again, everything that I've seen is if you are changing one country's currency for another country's currency, the business that is making that transaction possible for you is money transmitting.
I'd like to see that definition, figure out where you picked that one up from, because that's a surprise to me. I mean, I'm someone who's read some of the statutes about money transmission because I'm also a Bitcoin person, and you know, part of my church mission with the Shire Free Church is to spread Bitcoin because the Shire Free Church is a peace church. And, I believe that Bitcoin is one of the greatest tools for peace because, and follow me on this, because it's not fiat currency. And the government uses fiat currency, which is the ability to just simply print out money, basically, this on fiat, decide that we want more money, so they print more out. That's how they can afford to go to war. That's how governments of the world have been able to afford, especially the United States, has been able to afford to continually go to war and drop bombs and kill innocent people all around the globe. If they couldn't print their own money out, they would have to tax people to go to war. And it would be a lot more difficult for them to tax people to actually raise the money to go to war from actual collected taxes instead of just incrementing zeros in a computer somewhere and incrementing the money supply. Because that's the cheap way of taxing. That's the easy way. That's the backdoor way of essentially taxing the entire population. Everybody that uses the U.S. dollar is essentially paying what's called the inflation tax, meaning when they inflate the money supply, the government gets all that extra money. They can go and spend that on the military-industrial complex, and we're all poorer. So anybody that holds on to the U.S. dollar would become poorer as a result of that because the government is literally taking value from those dollars that you're holding by printing out more of it. So the fiat currency system encourages war. It discourages peace. And so I believe that by spreading Bitcoin, we are encouraging more peace because we're taking the power literally out of the hands of the states.
Yeah, one of the things that rich people do is they put their money into other things. Because, as you said,
like gold or silver or investments or
whatever. Mostly investments. But yeah, I mean, exactly. It goes down, and you lose money if you hold dollars. So.
You always lose.
Yeah, any kind of real hard currency. Yeah.
Right. Well, not with gold and silver necessarily.
But that's not a hard currency, right?
Well, I mean, it's hard because it's hard metals. But I didn't know what you meant when you said hard currency.
Government, you know, government money.
Okay, yeah. Fiat.
Yeah, would be
the best.
Or legal tender.
Yeah.
Because there are some places that recognize gold and silver as a form of legal tender.
What places are those?
Still? Today? Even now?
I believe so. I do remember, and I think it wound up passing the legislature in Utah a couple years ago where they were going to, at the state level, recognize gold and silver as legal tender, meaning you could go pay your taxes in gold or silver.
Familiar. Yeah.
So, you know, anything that is quote unquote legal tender is technically, you know, recognized as currency in that jurisdiction.
So I think the argument here is if Thomas Costanzo, and I don't know what sort of business he was doing with Bitcoin, but it sounds like he was doing buying and selling locally there in the Phoenix area. If he was just, you know, if Chris, you'd come to him and said, hey, I have this Bitcoin I want to sell, and he sold you, you know, gave you cash and took your Bitcoin, that's not money transmission. That's, maybe Daryl's arguing that it is, but every way that I've ever seen it, it's not, because he's not involving another party. Now, maybe they are going to say he was involving third parties. Maybe they're going to say that he was selling drugs because this warrant says they were looking for evidence of drug sales as well, and then using Bitcoin sales to launder the funds from the drug sales, in which case that would be very bad for him. There's more coming up here.
And FinCEN does consider basically exchanging one foreign currency for another currency to be under their umbrella.
More coming up. It's Free Talk. You said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health. Health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.